Well, hello, MK.
Hello, how are you? And good morning.
I'm doing good. Good morning.
It is such a pleasure to have you as always.
I'm excited to be here as always.
Yes, fantastic. So tell us what's happening at the Santa Fe Botanical Gardens.
Oh my goodness. Well, we just heard a fantastic interview with the Upstart Crows, and of course that's happening. Aren't they amazing?
They are incredible.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have that program at the Botanical Garden, and a little personal fact, I acted in the Comedy of Errors when I was about their age, so it's this full circle thing that's happening, which is really great. So cool. The Upstart Crows are performing Comedy of Errors tonight and tomorrow night and the following weekend as well, so you should come out and support those young thespians.
And quality.
Yeah,
I mean, their readings are. I was like, wow. These are so. They are so well trained.
Yes, yeah. Way more mature than I was. At that age.
Right. Very sophisticated. Absolutely. So keep going.
After that, we also have summer garden dinners, which are a little fundraiser event that supports our educational programming, and that is happening tonight. So if you want to check that out, you are more than welcome to attend.
Give us a little detail on that.
So the summer garden dinners happen at private homes and gardens throughout Santa Fe. It's this little window that you can get into what all of the beautiful gardens look like behind those adobe walls. And they are all catered events and a really intimate dinner, small dinners. Tonight we have four different hosts. You purchase a ticket and you will get assigned to that night and meet some really wonderful new people. They're all randomly assigned, which we love so much because you never know what sort of friendships will arise from that.
There you go. Yeah. Sounds fabulous.
And then tomorrow down at the Leonora Curtin Wetland Preserve, we have wetland explorations from 1 to 4 p.m. So you can come and check out what happens to New Mexico when you add water. Mm-hmm. There is a spring-fed pond down at the Leonora Curtin Wetland Preserve I just learned the other day that the water takes 600 years to come down and bubble up through this pond. So the water is very, 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 very old.
Wow.
And of course, there are species that are nowhere else in New Mexico that are found right at the Leonora Curtin Wetland Preserve. So we're having some explorations. And that's a family-friendly event, so please come on down for that.
I was going to say, what lives in 600-year-old water?
I know, right?
Hello, yeah, gotta
lots
find
of
that
things.
Out.
Yeah, gotta find that out. And then on Sunday, our partners, Creativity for Peace, is having a little fundraiser at the garden called Picnic for Peace, and that's from 10 to 1. So there is limited access to the botanical garden that day, but also reduced admission. But if you want to come out and support Creativity for Peace, you are more than welcome to come there.
Yet another fabulous event.
I know. Yep. And next week, I'm not sure if you know this, MK, but every Tuesday and Thursday, we actually have yoga in the garden from 8 to 9 a.m. So you can come and get your flow on in the beautiful, surrounded by the agricultural terraces, which are now flourishing with all of our vegetables that we're growing. So it's a pretty lovely way to spend a morning.
Yes, it is. Yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And then next week on Thursday, we also have a concert with John Manson, who's, of course, a longtime musician here in Santa Fe and beloved by our community. And he's playing for our Sunset in the Garden concert series on Thursday. Music starts at 5:30.
You know, you all never skip a beat.
We don't, really. And it makes it so much fun.
Yeah. And it's just like good, clean fun.
Yeah.
And you never miss an element.
No, it's
food,
really,
music.
There's always something happening. And I love going down to the garden this time of year because, of course, the plants are beautiful, but then it's also just bustling with this wonderful energy of things happening all the time and meeting people and hearing their stories. It's really a fun place to be in the summertime.
Yeah, it is no ordinary botanical gardens.
It sure isn't.
It isn't. All right. Anything else going on there?
At the
calendar?
Botanical garden?
Yeah.
We also, I'm not sure if our listeners might be familiar with the Agrofia Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Pennington, the owner of that, is doing a workshop. He actually did one yesterday in the garden that was packed, but his next workshop is on August 8th, mm-hmm. and it's called Growing Roses in Santa Fe. And yep. So the roses this year have been absolutely stunning, and if you would like to learn how to bring those to your home garden, come on out. Bob will show you how.
Boom, buddy, bing, just like that. Fantastic. Well, and we also, I don't want to leave anything else out from your itinerary there. Anything else?
Well,
we
you know, that takes us for at least the next week. So
yeah,
there's a lot going on, and everybody can check out the event calendar at santafebotanicalgarden.org to learn more and to find out more events. There's always classes and workshops and free family events happening every single week.
Every single week, you can count on Lindsay to make it happen. And I do have to say, speaking of community calendars, we ourselves have one at KSFR.org. And you can go in there and you can enter in your event, and we will read it aloud right here on our airwaves on Friday mornings during this little segment of our show. And speaking of which, one of our events coming up is at TAI Modern. That's a gallery here in town. And it is going to be an event, an artist reception that honors the artist Tanabe Chikunsai. I hope I'm saying that right. Chikunsai. These Japanese names always get me. From his colossal installations at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, he has traveled the world and includes other exhibitions in Paris and Belgium. Tanabe has emerged as a leader and representative for a younger generation of bamboo artists. And he's pleased to present his upcoming exhibition, and that's going to be happening at the TAI Gallery. I don't know if you see, are you familiar with the TAI Modern?
I pass by it all the time, and I keep meaning to go in, but now I definitely will have to. I love what people are able to do with bamboo. It's an incredible resource.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, after they're finished with the exhibit, the same material is then used for a different installation to be built in a new space.
Oh, wow.
No waste happens.
That's
whatsoever.
Incredible.
Yeah. And we also are looking at our lovely Pasatiempo. I don't want to forget, of course, we have Spanish Market happening this weekend.
Of course, yeah. Yes.
Have the big event.
Check that out.
Right. Are you planning to go?
Yeah, actually,
you are.
Yes. My nephew's in town, and so we're going to go take him tomorrow morning.
Oh, awesome.
Which
well,
be really fun.
That sounds fantastic. My nephew is in town, but he's driving out of town right now.
Oh,
yeah, they're
right
on their way.
Nephews.
Who knows where?
Nephews.
I have two.
Oh, boy.
One coming from, I have many nephews, but two are traveling through the state as we speak. And one just got back from Africa.
Oh, wow.
After being there for like 2 years.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fabulous. Mm. Anyway, okay, what do we see on the Pasatiempo?
Well, so I want to remind everybody that the New Mexico Jazz Festival, this is the final weekend. So we've got performances tonight and tomorrow night at the Lenzik and other performances around town. So make sure you check out that calendar. The New Mexico Jazz Fest. Tonight is Kenny Barron on piano and Dave Holland on bass at the Lenzik Theater.
And I cannot stress enough, we have all sorts of postings on our website about the Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
So if you want to find the details out, head to KSFR.org, look at our calendar of events, and I promise you will find all sorts of stuff happening in terms of the Jazz Festival.
Fantastic.
As well as the historic garden restoration. And we often feature some of your events there as well. Historic garden restoration is happening at El Zaguán in Santa Fe. The place to call is, or actually, yeah, the number to call is 505-471-4711. Or you can go to www.sfemg.org.
Mm. If you are in the mood for theater and you are going to see Comedy of Errors another night, of course. You want to check out Stop Kiss at Teatro Paraguas.
That's right.
That is this evening at 7:30. And you can get tickets to that event at brownpapertickets.com. The New Mexico Actors Lab is putting that on, and it is about Diana's son wrote a play about two women and their relationship that has been interrupted by a hate crime. So it's a really powerful play. I encourage you to see it.
Yes, and as always, I also encourage people to get out and check out Antonio Granjero and Entre Flamenco. If you've never seen them, you will be dazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen?
I have, yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
God. Yeah, he is a true Olympian as far as I'm concerned. I want to be born again and learn how to dance like he does. So that's happening. El Flamenco de Santa Fe. That's happening at 135 West Palace Avenue. The number to call is 209-1302-1302. Or you can head to you can also, I guess, just check out Entre Flamenco. That's at Twitter, I think. That's a Twitter account. No, entreflamenco.com. I'm sorry. Entreflamenco.com.
They might have a Twitter account as well.
They probably do.
If you want to put on your own dancing shoes,